Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big, get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to the Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Today, our guest is John Torresanta. How are you today, Jan?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. So nice to have you. So let us know where you live and what you do.
So I live in Newport, Rhode Island, and I started a brand called No Solo 3 years ago in 2021. It's a brand that is connected to mental health. We give back 20% of our proceeds to mental health charities. To date, we've raised over $75,000, and we're looking to clear $100,000 by the end of this year. So exciting momentum, a lot of stuff going on, and excited to see what the future holds with it.
Awesome, awesome. So let us know what inspired you to start this business.
So my background is in product and marketing. I still have a full-time job in the golf industry where I work with apparel. So product manager, you know, design development, the whole process. So with that background, I kind of had an inkling to start something of my own. But when thinking through it, you know, a lot of brands are popping up, and what are the most impactful ones and what are the ones that stick around? And it's ones that make a difference, that give back to communities, that are involved in more way than just supplying stuff for you to wear. So working with my wife, who is in the mental health field, we decided that, you know, mental health was a topic that has affected us personally, has affected many friends and family. And in our mind, it's something that affects everybody on one level or another. So we decided to make that our charity arm. And like I said, we donate a portion of every sale we make. So every hat, every shirt, every hoodie that goes out the door that people are purchasing, a percentage of that is going back to charity.
Awesome. So how did you came to know, like, this is the gap in the market that you can fill in?
So yeah, like I said, the difference between a lot of brands that can kind of stick around and ones that kind of show up and dissolve away is the impact that can create and the difference they can make. And that's something we were very keen on. We didn't just want to throw an apparel brand out there, but we wanted to make sure it was something that people could connect to. And especially in this, you know, this day and age, purchasing with a purpose is a big thing. And that's something that we focus around. Again, our business structure is built around that. It's people are purchasing this. One, we hope you really like the product because we put out some really quality stuff, but why you're wearing it, what it means, how it can tell your own story in your own personal way, and how you can connect to it is of the utmost importance of kind of what the DNA of No Solo is all about.
All right. And where you are manufacturing all these things, like in US, or you are getting it from somewhere else?
So we have a couple different factories we work with, a few domestic options here. And then we also have three factories over in China, depending on what we're creating. So it's designed here in the US, but we manufacture it overseas, the majority of it.
All right. So it means you are just preparing and maybe doing some packaging at US?
Yep. So the whole process kind of starts as we design it on our end. We work through the tech packs, we get them over to the factory. So every detail from stitching to packaging to sizing to labeling to kind of you name it, all that info is provided, but it's all done at our factories overseas. And again, depending on the project, we do have domestic partners that we use here in the US. So it's the same kind of process, just kind of targeting a different area. But yeah, the majority of our stuff is done overseas, but the factories we work with are phenomenal, very detailed, provide a lot of quality options when it comes to fabrics and materials that we use. Very detail oriented in terms of, you know, fits. When we were starting this thing, you know, we went through probably 6 or 7 different samples of every style that we create because we wanted to make sure, you know, it was perfect. And we say on our end, it's, you know, if you make good quality stuff, people will continue to purchase it. And we don't want people just buying it to support the cause. We want people to buy it to support the cause, but we want you to, you know, if they're wearing it because it's quality and it fits, it looks good, you know, that's a win-win for everybody. They get something that they like and is purposeful. We can sell more and donate more. And end of the day, everybody kind of wins.
Awesome. So what are your marketing strategies? How you are marketing your brand? And where are you marketing?
Yeah. So again, it's tough to kind of nail down a specific demographic because, again, the mental health side of this brand, which is obviously a big part of who we are, is kind of reaches and touches everybody. What we use, I mean, tactics we use or platforms, social media is obviously a giant in this day and age. So making sure we have a presence there, making sure we're active and engaging and connecting with our audience in that route. Digitally, we just updated our website with some new, features and imagery just to keep it fresh. Aside from that, email is obviously of the utmost importance. Anytime we have a new launch, anytime we have a new story, a new blog post, we kind of use that to connect with the majority just because that email list is continuing to grow by the day and probably our easiest way to reach some of the most our most connected consumers. And then another tactic we used from the start was getting ambassadors on board. So celebrities, high profile athletes wearing and supporting the brand, you know, whether they're posting about it on social media, whether they're wearing it in their own podcast, their own interviews, press conferences after their games, whatever it might be. That's been a huge piece of the growing part of this brand for us is, we understand that our reach is only so big, but, they're called influencers for a reason because, these athletes and celebrities have such a following and people want to wear what they wear. They want to wear what they, or they want to support what they support. So it's pretty cool to see the impact they have and how it's helped, them kind of connect with us, but also, our audience grow in that aspect.
So John, what was the moment when you changed your marketing strategy or any strategy in your business where you realized that the current one wasn't working well? So there is a need to change it at this point.
Yeah, it's probably on the ambassador side. So one of our top athletes, Victor Hedman, he's a two-time Stanley Cup champion, plays for the Tampa Bay Lightning. He'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer when he's said and done. So we kind of were planting and seeding product with certain, athletes and, influencers, celebrities, whatever you want to say, entertainers. But Vic has really bought into the brand. So our strategy at first was just get it out to as many people as possible, and some people would post about it and wear it, some wouldn't. And we quickly realized, Vic wore it during Stanley Cup Media Day, which there's a lot of eyeballs on that. This was a couple of years ago. I think we were a year old at the point. He wore it and it absolutely started taking off from there. And it quickly made us realize like, hey, it's not about the quantity of people you have. It's about the quality of people. And you get the people that buy into what you're doing, what you're saying, and what your purpose is. And if you get those right people, which we definitely landed in Vic, and we're looking to, continue to land people like him who want to support, who want to wear it, who want to talk about it, in that sense, quality is way, way more important than quantity. So that's something that we kind of took notice of immediately. And we're like, hey, let's start really diving in, getting the right people who, want to be a part of this thing. And it's proven to be quite impactful that way.
So what biggest challenge that you have faced maybe in your early stages or maybe in your later stages, what was the biggest challenge?
The biggest challenge. So I probably wouldn't say product just again, because the product is something that was, something I had experience with and I understood the process, which I know that's a hiccup for a lot of people starting a new business brand, whatever it might be, is how to create your product. So luckily that was one of the easier points for me. The hardest part is probably the messaging. I mean, we have a really good message. We spent time creating our name and logo. No Solo obviously stands for not alone, twist on words, but it's something that resonates. But ensuring that, we believe that we have a really good product with a really good purpose that supports a really good cause. And messaging that in the right way is probably one of the more difficult things to make sure people grasp it. When we were starting this thing, some people were like, they understood it, but they didn't fully understand it. And I think now it's getting to a point where people are fully digesting what the brand is and what it's all about. But that messaging is so important. And whether it's on social media and people, you have their attention for 8 seconds, whether it's on an email and you have their attention just through a subject line, really keying in on what you're saying and making it concise and clear is something that we, I wouldn't say struggle with, but something that we're continuing to develop and work on as we kind of grow this thing.
All right. So can you share a funny moment while you are starting the business or maybe you're doing some branding of your business? Because once it happened with us as well, we are running a software development company where we develop softwares, we develop designs as well, we do some design work as well. Once upon a time, there was a client who said, okay, design a logo. We were designing a logo on the feedback of client, like whatever client was able to visualize, he was giving us his feedback and we were designing that logo. And at the end, the output was like the trunk of an elephant. So this thing happens, obviously. So have you ever faced this sort of any incident?
We had a very, I can say it's funny now. So we started in my basement. where we still have some product, but we actually have a warehouse that we work out of now. So in my basement, we had a big shipment of hats come in. We had a couple thousand hats and we're storing and whatnot. And there was a big storm which came through, and I was in my bathroom upstairs just trying to turn the faucet on in the sink, and the water's not running. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. So I go to the kitchen and I turn on, the water's not running. And I'm like, oh boy, something's not good. So I actually go downstairs and a pipe burst right over where we were storing the majority of these hats. So I run around like a madman. I'm like trying to figure it out, like shut the valves off, all this stuff. Not anything I ever expected nor knew where these valves were. So you could probably create the scene in your head of what that looked like. But after a few minutes, finally found it. All our boxes, which we stored the hats, are fully engulfed in water. So we ruined probably about 1,500 hats that we had, which was a big hit. And at the time, I was not too happy. But looking back at it now, it's just like, hey, you roll with the punches. I mean, you guys know just as well as I do, starting your own thing. There's many curveballs. There's many, you know, things that you don't expect. That was something we definitely didn't expect. But, you know, you laugh it off. We ate a little bit on the chin there. But end of the day, you know, it's just they were just hats. We can always reorder them, which we did. And we kind of got going from there. So lo and behold, we do not store any product under those pipes on that side of the basement anymore. But yeah, that's probably the story we can laugh about now.
Yeah, lesson learned.
Yeah, lesson learned for sure.
All right. So John, how do you measure the success for your business? What are the parameters?
So the success for our business, obviously, analytic wise, is revenue and how much we're selling. The exciting part, you know, we started this idea and this brand from a blank piece of paper in May of 2021. So we just surpassed 3 years last month. And in the first 3 years, analytically, in terms of what we're selling, we've doubled every year, which is something that we're proud of. Something that, you know, obviously, when you look at the numbers, that's what you want to see. You want to see the business growing and you want to see more people getting involved. Another way that we measure, and it's probably more just concerning with us or kind of tailored to us, but I've said the word impact a lot. The difference that we make, we've collaborated with a lot of schools recently over the past year or two, from college level to high school to even middle school, doing collaborations with student athletes for mental health games, doing collaborations with schools for mental health awareness weeks. It's really, really cool to see the buy-in from the students and the student athletes, you know, even at the young age of middle school, and to know that the difference we're making with them and changing the narrative around the conversation of mental health. As you know, everybody knows, 5-10 years ago, it's something that was rarely talked about. People didn't open up, people weren't having those conversations. And to kind of express through our brand, through No Solo, that hey, it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to open up. It's okay to, you know, share what you're going through, because you know, everybody's going through something, and it's relatable to a lot of people. So it's not really a statistical piece that we can measure, but you know, the feedback and the notes we get, especially after these events, even just randomly through our contact page on our website. And, you know, we put out stories every once in a while of how the brand has affected somebody individually in a positive way. And for us, that's kind of what it's all about. Obviously, you want to be successful with the number side of things, but if we're helping people out and we're seeing the impact that we're making in individuals' lives, that's where we're living. That's where we want to be successful.
Awesome. So in terms of your short-term growth, what you are looking for in next 3 to 6 months?
So, I mean, from a product side of things, it's continuing to evolve the line, grow the line. I actually have about 15 boxes outside that we just got this morning. So new products coming, both the headwear side, the apparel side. Like I said, just keeping it fresh. We have an unbelievable consumer base, you know, of so many different people who love to support what we're doing. So giving them fresh options to wear, giving them new looks to wear, whether it's by, you know, season, whether it's just by new style drops. But that's kind of the first piece. The second piece, to continue to grow, we just established a nonprofit arm to the business. So before, we were donating 20% of all our proceeds to mental health charities. At the end of this year, we'll adjust that structure to donate 20% to our own foundation, which we will control how that money is being spent and where it is being spent. So we're going to look into scholarships, community projects, where before we may have had to have schools buy into, you know, shirts or hats or whatever for their students. We want to be able to support that by funding it ourselves, just because we know the difference that that's making. So yeah, in the next 3 to 6 months, you'll see new projects. You'll see the kind of foundation piece of the business be established, which we're very, very excited about. And again, like I was talking about earlier, getting more ambassadors, the right athletes on our roster is kind of the main key pieces to what the next 3 to 6 months looks like for us.
All right. So what you are solving, or maybe on what you are working to achieve this these goals?
Yeah. Like I said, just kind of keeping the products fresh. So we're continuing to design and develop new pieces. You know, while we just received some in today, we still have another 4 to 5 batches of projects that are continuously working. Working with overseas factories, it's the timeline's a lot different. You know, time to manufacture, time to finalize designs, even time to ship, because they take about 45 days via ocean from China to get to here in Rhode Island. So it's, you know, it's continuing to move. It's continuing to reach out to our contacts through our network on who good people would be to support this brand, you know, people with larger followings and who they're, you know, not even just larger, but like I was saying, it's quality over quantity. If somebody has an audience that would make sense, we have a few exciting collaborations over the next couple months that you'll be seeing with how we're expanding our message and how we're connecting to a different audience than we might have right now. So it's continuing to evolve on both the product and the charity side, but it's all exciting and it's all a lot of fun, to be honest.
All right. So in terms of marketing and in terms of maybe awareness as well, because in your product, awareness is also involved because of the cost. So in terms of these things, you are handling all these things, or you have delegated your responsibilities to someone else in your team?
So we have three of us on our team, three kind of full-time. And again, I say full-time, but we all have full-time jobs as well. So, you know, we actually just welcomed our second baby 3 weeks ago. So we're very busy with a year and a half year old, 1.5 year old, and a 3 week old, along with two full-time jobs and trying to run this thing. We do have kind of contractors that we can work with from a design standpoint, from a digital standpoint. So we do handle some of the stuff, but as we grow, as the business grows, it's a lot easier to outsource that, to utilize others who, one, are experienced and knowledgeable in those areas and can probably do it better than we can. And while maybe last year, even 2 years ago, while the business is growing, there was certain pieces we wanted to fund, particularly freeing us up to focus more on the business overall and the direction of where we want to take it, and allow others to come in to help with those other pieces in terms of marketing, digital, design work. That's something that we've been doing for quite a bit now, but it's proven to be extremely useful, especially as a small business owner or startup business, I should say. It's, you know, there's so many things. And as you guys know too, you wear a lot of hats and you do a lot of different things. So the less that you, the more you can dwindle that to-do list and have others help out, even if it means throwing some cash their way to do so, it's absolutely worth it.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a nice conversation, by the way. So at the end, what would be your biggest piece of advice to our viewers who are going to start their business, or maybe they are already struggling with it?
Yeah. So I would say, and I say this all the time to kind of our team, is just roll with the punches. You never know what's going to come up. There's going to be hurdles. There's going to be funny ones. There's going to be not so funny ones. But, you know, starting a business, you're going to do a lot of things. You're going to learn a lot of things. And I think the biggest piece of that is just roll with what you can. Ask for help where you need it. But yeah, it's a fun ride. It's a fun journey. It's a stressful journey. But at the end, it's your thing. It's your baby. You created this. It's something everybody should be proud of, no matter how big or small it is. And in our case, it's something that is continuing to grow. It's continuing to gain momentum. And at the same time, we know we're making a difference in a lot of people's lives. So it's something to be proud of. And anybody starting their own thing should be extremely proud of what they're able to create.
Awesome. So you mean be strong with your nerves. That's a great thing. So John, if you can share your website and wherever people can reach you, it will be good.
Yeah. So our website is www.nosolobrand.com. So you'll see all the products we have up there, but just as importantly, you'll see our ambassadors. You'll see our story of how the brand started, a little bit of background. You'll see kind of what we're all about, who we're connected to. We also have a resources page for anybody looking to, you know, seek help for certain aspects of what they're handling. We also have a contact page. You guys can always reach out, whether it's feedback, just to say what's up. You know, we welcome all messages. We love hearing from you guys. And then secondly, our main social media handle is on Instagram. So it's @NoSoloBrand. We like to think we have a pretty fun page, pretty engaging page. There's some good info on there. There's some cool pics, some cool products, but we think we're good follow. So if you're up for it, give us a follow and give us a shout.
Awesome. Thank you, John. I really enjoyed the conversation. Thanks for appearing today. Have a good day.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
See ya.